Hey, welcome in chatting with an old friend right now, Josh Phillip. Josh, if I'm not mistaken, is the host of, and I know I'm not mistaken on this, he's a host of a TV program put out by the Epoch Times called Crossroads. He's also the senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times. Haven't chatted with Josh for quite some time, so it'll be interesting to get a little bit caught up. Josh, how you been, bud?
I've been well. Here, semi-quarantined in New York, but enjoying the peace and quiet.
Is New York quiet and peaceful right now?
More so than I've probably ever seen it, yeah.
I'll bet it is. You know, we've got the same thing out here, although our population density is significantly less than yours. Hey, Josh, tell me a little bit more. You were on our show a while back. You had just started your TV series called Crossroads. I haven't talked to you since then because I didn't want to bug you because it appeared you were very, very busy back in those days. Tell us about Crossroads, would you?
Well, Crossroads came about through more of an observation, which is when you talk to people, you know, you go to political conferences or whatever, when you talk to people one-on-one,
right,
the conversations are very different from what you hear on the stages. When you go to, you know, go to the auditoriums, all you hear about are surface political talking points. But when you're talking one-on-one, it's values, it's philosophy, it's ideas, it's what people really believe in, the things that motivate the surface politics. And I thought it'd be interesting because I don't think there was a platform really for it, at least not among, I'd say, bigger media,
yeah,
where people can come on and talk about what they really think. You know, they're kind of deeper ideas that influence the things we see on the surface. And so we came up with the name Crossroads as this kind of idea of the decisions we make that influence the course of our lives.
Strikes me that, I guess the first question I would have, I know it's a good show, I've seen it, it's on your website, and you've also got a channel on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken, but it strikes me that when you're talking to somebody face-to-face, and I personally can't explain the reason that this happens, but you're right, the conversation gets a lot more in-depth than when you're just, you know, interviewing somebody with a microphone or what have you, because they're always on guard then.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the idea, too. And I mean, you know, growing up, I don't think I ever knew which of my friends were conservative or, you know, liberal or whatever. It was, I mean, maybe you'd know with some people, but typically you didn't really care. I mean, to this day, I have friends across the political spectrum. I'd imagine most people have friends across the political spectrum. And when it comes to one-on-one, just hanging out, personal conversations, that tends to be fine.
Yeah.
Somehow, I think we lose our civility when it comes to this kind of groupthink surface politics. And, you know, we don't really give each other a chance to really talk about our values. We don't have a platform to talk about these things. We can't talk about belief, for example,
mm-hmm,
because there's so many different beliefs and people tend to get offended by it. You know, I just thought it'd be nice to have a platform where these things can be discussed in a way where we don't have to agree on everything, but that gives people, let's say, an environment where they're able to talk about these things. And so a lot of the interviews I'm more just facilitating, you know, just asking them questions. I don't really share too much of my own ideas. Maybe a little more lately, it's a more conversational. And then, of course, with this new CCP virus, we're calling it, this coronavirus.
Yep.
I've also been doing a lot of news updates and analysis because, of course, I've been investigating the Chinese Communist Party since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And my area of expertise is very well fitted for some of the things happening right now.
Josh, I'm curious, have you come to any conclusions about maybe why this originated? Let's talk first, I bet you have on this one. Why did this thing originate in China, in your opinion?
Hard to say. I mean, if you want to talk about people, you know, possibly eating bats, that whole narrative really fell apart, basically.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the original narrative was it came from this Wuhan seafood market. That narrative was false. Basically, patient zero, and among the 41 original cases they reviewed, patient zero had no connection whatsoever to that marketplace. Neither did a lot of the early cases. The Chinese Communist Party, for a little bit at least, individuals who were kind of running the show, made it so that having contact with that marketplace had to be a criteria of diagnosis. In other words, of course, they would make it seem like cases were coming from the market because you would not be diagnosed with the virus had you not had contact with it. And so there was a lot of manipulation behind it. Again, the whole thing fell apart when it got shown. I think it was different scientific journals did studies on it. But yeah, that whole narrative is false. If we want to talk about...
Yeah, let me ask you this. Yeah, I just want to get clear on one thing. When you talk about that market, are you talking about the market that is basically comprised of two different areas, one of them being where the virus kind of originated, and the second one being Milan, Italy? Are you talking about that market?
I'm not familiar with the Milan, Italy market. I'm talking about the market in Wuhan, the seafood market, correct?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, though I understand that, sure. But if I'm not mistaken, one of the last flights that was canceled from China to outside of China was the flight to Milan. Apparently, there was a tremendous amount of commerce going on between the Chinese folks and the folks in northern Italy.
That is totally accurate, yes. Actually, there was a university in the UK that just did a big study of over 60,000 people who left Wuhan. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people are aware, right before the Chinese Communist Party shut down, Wuhan, locked down travel, more than 5 million people left the city. Of course, this whole outbreak happened at the worst possible time.
You bet.
Which was right ahead of the Chinese New Year, where you have about 3 billion travel arrangements.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, it took place in Wuhan, which is the transit hub of all of China. And so this was the worst place, worst time it could have ever possibly happened. And yeah, this UK university did research on 60,000 individuals and traced kind of where they went. And the chart they put together shows almost like to the T areas where we had outbreaks afterwards.
Yeah.
Including Italy. And Italy has huge, huge connections to the Chinese Communist Party, and they're very much suffering for that now.
Well, there's no question about that. I'll tell you, I've never been to Italy. I've been to Europe, obviously speaking, but I've never spent any time in Italy. And as much as I'd like to go there, given the opportunity, if I was given the opportunity right now, that is not at all a good place to be, in my opinion. Josh, what are you working on now? Are you pretty much focused on the virus?
Well, focused on one, the show Crossroads, and I've been doing 5-day-a-week broadcasts, giving news updates from some of our sources at Epoch Times into China, and also some of our reporters making phone calls into China, going over what we've been finding, doing analysis on the situation. That's been the focus lately. I'm also wrapping up a documentary I've been helping with, where we've investigated the origins of the virus, and in China specifically, of course. And that's going to be pretty interesting when it comes out.
Well, I certainly would plan on visiting that. Maybe you and I can chat about it. Josh, we got about a minute left here, and then I got to take a break for a commercial. What is the easiest way for listeners to tune in to Crossroads?
Go on YouTube, type in Crossroads with Joshua Phillip, JOSHUAPHILIPP.
You know what, I'll do better than that. I mean, obviously, thank you for saying that, but I will put that up on our website and make sure that we can hopefully get you some traffic there. I know you're going to get at least one, and that would be me. Josh, I want to keep in touch as your documentary unfolds. Maybe we can chat a little bit about how that's going and the direction that it seems to be taking. How does that sound?
Man, looking forward to it.
No, that would be great for sure. Listen, say hello, please, to all of my friends at the Epoch Times. I haven't talked to many people back there recently other than yourself. Say hi to Charlotte. Say hi to Valentine and the rest of them. Josh, it's a real pleasure catching up. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure also. Thanks.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.